Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Quite honestly, if all else fails, I root for the one who's better looking. I got to watch. I'd rather have.
And James Strebel.
There it is, the V Show. We eat food and we objectify.
Well, no, I mean, if my wife were watching, and I remember my mother telling me once that she liked watching the Knicks because she thought Bill Bradley and Dave the Bush were really handsome. So it's just honest.
Alvano family objectifying. No, it's not. 1926.
When did that become a bad thing to say somebody's good looking? I mean, it's appropriate way to do it and inappropriate. She's a very, very striking woman. She's tall and she's very pretty. And
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, reminder, UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions, plus a $200 bonus for every single person you refer to work at UPS. And for a limited time, UPS is also offering a $25 gift card for you to get work boots. How about that?
Ooh.
If you choose to work the day side of the operation, you can graduate debt-free today. Apply online, upsjobsky.com, upsjobsky.com. 437-9680. Want to read some more text? I have an idea for tomorrow that I'll throw your way. I'm doing some brain work here.
So brainstorming?
Some brain research, brainstorming during the break. I wanted to bring this up for you, for a second. I have been very clear on this show that because of expectations, because of the job that he has built, because those would be the main things I would say. He gets whatever he wants. There's going to be more money coming their way. Indoor practice facility. I'm talking about Mark Stoops. Mm-hmm. I don't need to rehash the reasons that Kentucky for anyone and Kentucky right now for Mark Stoops is a pretty good deal for him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not as many expectations, gets paid a lot of money.
Now, the negative would be, can you truly ever win?
Yeah.
And that is something that Mark Stoops has really yet to be asked, and that's understandable because until if they finish off this year, if they can string together uber successful, above average, very successful, no 7-5 nonsense. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe an 8-4 mixed in, but talking about 9-10 wins, talking about, where we are in mid to late October, talking about Kentucky football this way. Go look at their schedule next year. If Florida's down or Anthony Richardson, Dan Mullen, I mean, Stoop seems to have his number a little bit.
All of a sudden, Dan Mullen's on the hot seat in Florida.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that schedule. Schedule's got a lot of NIU.
Sure.
It's got a lot of usual. It's got a Youngstown State, I think, in there somewhere. Youngstown, tough. Lynn Bowen's grandmother. Yes, Mark Blankenbaker. We can hear you yelling from I-65 going to Santa Claus. Or is it 64 to Santa Claus? 64.
Yeah.
I-64 to Santa Claus. But I've also been, that's a question and a conversation that we can have that I have never had on the radio with a Kentucky coach because Rich Brooks was old and Joker Phillips stunk.
He was terrible.
And until
he's a disaster.
Until really recently, we haven't had the conversation with Mark Stoops. The conversation has always been, why would he go anywhere? It'd be silly to go anywhere. And then we point out the reasons why you built this. You get anything you want. There's more money out there. You already make over $5 million and you can win 7 games. Like, we've been down that road.
Right.
And so if he ever has to answer that question, I'm interested in what he says, because we have heard, and that has been one of the main narratives for Louisville, especially before they got to the ACC.
Sure.
I should say definitely before they got to the ACC. So Adam Renberg, who we're having on here in about 40 minutes, 35 minutes or so, he just wrote a piece, and obviously everyone's talking about Ed Orgeron, where you would go with Ed Orgeron and everything else. And obviously the names right now are all very much the same.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin. Yeah,
Mel Tucker.
Right.
Dave Aranda. Is it Aranda, who was the defensive coordinator there? He's now the head coach at Baylor.
Joe Brady.
Billy Napier, Luke Fickell. And I have no, you know, I mean, Mario Cristobal, sure. James Franklin, Jimbo Fisher. It's the names. Every list seemingly has the names, okay? And Mark Stoops is on these lists somewhere.
Sometimes, yeah. He was on the Vegas list yesterday, but not the CBS list.
And he brought this up. I'm interested what Jack thinks about this. And again, ooh, I have been very clear here that I don't think Mark Stoops is going anywhere, and I don't think some of these jobs are going after him. Like, sure. That's not me even demeaning him. It's I don't see Mark Stoops being at the top of the list for USC or LSU. I just don't.
Expectations are a part of that.
I don't see that happening. Yes, they are much different jobs than Kentucky. There's no doubt about that. But I just don't see. I don't see LSU. I mean, to me, they're having to swing and miss on several big fish before we start talking about Mark Stoops.
They're a win-now program.
Yeah, well, it's not even that, Strebel. I'm just not buying that they're interested in him.
No,
because you come out with a list on an ESPN.com or anywhere else, and Mark Stoops is on it, I don't feel that is valid.
Nebraska, no, I'm with you.
I mean, I don't see there being a difference between Nebraska. I don't want to fall down that rabbit hole of what jobs line up Kentucky against other jobs. But Renberg brought up, if James Franklin went to Penn State, would Penn State be interested in Mark Stoops? And would Penn State be a place that you could see Mark Stoops waddling around on that sideline? Because you can't see him at USC.
No, right? No. USC, LSU, no.
And LSU, silly.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
So I don't know if they're, but that was a job. If James Franklin leaves
and goes to LSU,
and you know they'll pay, not that Kentucky won't, but you know, and you know,
it's Penn State. And that's an elite job.
And it's his area.
It's his area. Oh, yeah. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan. That's his wheelhouse.
If we talk about geographically where it would make
you're right
sense,
about that.
It would be a team in that kind of area, not named Ohio State.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And Michigan isn't moving on from Harbaugh, probably because A, they'll be good enough this year, and B, they've had multiple opportunities to move on.
They could have done it last year.
They're going to get mad when they lose Ohio State again at the end of the year.
Well, that's a good point by you, Jack.
So, I don't know. Penn State, when you start talking about, and Louisville fans have had to deal with this, when one coach leaves, another job opens, right?
Sure.
That's one for me. If you gave me one, to me, that would fit the mold of Mark Stoops more than others. Plus, they'll play games 10-7.
Oh, they don't mind at all. They don't mind.
Penn State, Wisconsin, baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
saw it this year. Absolutely.
So I'm just throwing it out there. If the James Franklin thing happened at LSU or USC, which, by the way, I think either one of them should go after James Franklin. To be
100%.
To be quite honest, who knows if that's ever going to happen. I give you Penn State.
I could see it. But in this, I don't think it would happen just because I think Penn State is more like LSU and USC as far as they're going to want a coach with a little bit of, I don't know, though. They took the Vanderbilt coach. That's another thing. They took the Vanderbilt coach.
who had a very similar track record from Stoops.
Very similar trajectory.
Overperforming at a school that traditionally is not good. In the SEC East.
That Andy, that's a good one. That I'd never even considered Penn State to be an option, or even someone that's a school that'd be looking for a coach. But if James Franklin does move on from there, I think that would be a worry, because they've gone after similar coaches to Mark Stoops. Now, is James Franklin better than Mark Stoops as a coach? Most yes. people would say yes. I think most people would say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he's coached in a Rose Bowl and a Fiesta Bowl, a Citrus Bowl, a Cotton
Bowl.
And
he also got beat by Mark Stoops in that Citrus Bowl.
I understand. What about the other four?
Well, no, you're right. No, you're exactly right. But I think what... in that situation,
he's had lean seasons too. I mean,
he's had,
but again, the lean season were the first two, and then 2018 he was 9-4, and last year COVID,
when
they were bad.
Fell apart.
They were 4-5. Everything fell
apart.
And
he got every excuse in the book for that. And now they're in a top 10 team. So I could totally
and they
see that
would probably be undefeated if the quarterback didn't get hurt against Iowa.
Yeah, I could see Penn State, man.
You're nervous now.
I'm not
I got
nervous.
You a little bit nervous. I like that.
No, you made me think. You made me pause and think, because the one that was standing out to me was Miami. But again, I don't think Stoops in Miami would work. Could you see Stoops on South Beach? No,
I just can't
fathom that look.
I can't see Stoops on the beach wearing the turnover chain.
Right, you got Jimmy Butler on one yacht. You got Tyler Hero on another yacht. You got your guy Tua on a yacht too. And Stoops is not a yacht guy. He's not a guy that's going to be on a yacht, but he is a Big Ten football, let's play in November when it's 30 degrees outside guy. Like let's beat Iowa 13-3. Like I could see that, Andy.
You know what I love about this?
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like it because you went from because Vanderbilt. What happened to Vanderbilt is they had a good coach, took them to places they'd never been before, and they replaced them with Derek Mason, and now they're the worst team in college football. And so it's like Stoops go somewhere, and you replace.
You would have to trust Mitch Barnhart to make a better hire than Derek Mason.
Yeah, but at the time, Derek Mason was seen as a good hire.
No one's thinking. Any Vanderbilt coach isn't a good hire. You just assume they're all going to fail.
But that's when, like, Stanford, that's what people like enamored with Stanford. Because that's what, when Jim Harbaugh was there.
Only Pat Forty's enamored with Stanford. No one
there
else
for a
is
while
because
they had the Hogan guy after Andrew Luck. And they were pretty good. They're like, well, look at that Stanford defense. Derek Mason's the architect of that. Yeah. But yeah, and you put a little worry in my head there. You did.
Texas says Strebel. Is Ryan Day or Nick Saban a better coach than Stoops?
Yes. I mean, yeah. Obviously, Ryan Day and Nick Saban are better coaches than Mark Stoops.
Texas says, I thought the COVID excuse doesn't count. Oh, it doesn't count. No. They were 4-5 last year.
No, they were. But
Penn State was one of the biggest disappointments last year
in
the COVID year. Make no mistake about it.
No, it counted.
And James Franklin hasn't been able to, quote unquote, win the big one there, right?
That's true.
Right, Jack? That's
been
the story.
Well, he's been the only guy that's actually beaten Ohio State a couple of times the last few years.
Texas says Stoops will go to the place where he can run the ball 80% of the time, and they have zero quarterback.
He also did win a Big Ten title in 2017.
Is he asking Will Levis behind the scenes, like, what's it like in Happy Valley, Will? Why are you asking, Coach?
Would Stoops take Levis with him back to Penn State?
No, Jack, don't do that to me. Don't do that. No, he can't go back to Penn State.
I heard a buddy yesterday.
Stetson Bennett went back to Georgia.
Will Levis.
That's probably a better example than a Clay
Will Levis is showing up on draft boards.
Who said that? What draft boards? What are you... Who said that? Andy, what are you doing to me? What?
It is what it is. Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you. No, I'm not
blaming... BBN, not me.
No. Who would BBN?
Texas says, is Stoops to those schools similar to Strong to Texas? You need to whiff four times before you get them. Well, I would say LSU's not going to. LSU and USC are not going to whiff.
No.
They're not going to whiff. Scott Woodward is going to lay a ton of cash
in front of somebody.
At a big name, and he's going to land that big name.
I think they would have a small chance of whiffing.
Yes,
I could see
out of the two USC over LSU,
but that doesn't mean anything for Stoops in my
opinion. No,
they could whiff, and I'm not talking about that. Doesn't matter.
They would take. They'd have to like majorly whiff on like six guys. I think they would be like a Tennessee situation. They'd be like a Tennessee situation when they were so pissed off because they kept whiffing and whiffing and whiffing, and they landed on Greg Schiano, and the fans revolted. Like obviously Stoops isn't as you know, the type of character that Greg Schiano is, but I can see a bunch of USC fans being pissed off that Mark Stoops is a guy.
I think if Stoops left
him waddling around LA, that might even be worse than him waddling around
South Beach.
Would Kentucky fans crush Stoops if he left?
No,
I don't think so.
I totally disagree with you guys.
I don't think they would.
I think they would.
Unless he left for a place like Nebraska
State.
Or
he's not
Iowa.
For Nebraska.
I know he's not, but I'm saying it would have to
be a better
like,
program than you.
True. I don't know about
Kentucky's
that.
Iowa's
not a better
Kentucky's
program.
Kentucky's goal as a program is to be Iowa.
No, no. Kentucky's a better program than Iowa. Iowa plays A in the Big Ten, so don't miss me with Iowa.
They
play in the bad part of the Big Ten.
Come on, that's a terrible
no,
thing.
Iowa's not. No,
it's atrocious.
Kentucky's a better program than Iowa. They are. They just are. Branding wise, everything.
All right. So people
respect. Yes, people respect Kentucky football more than Iowa football.
Strieble. So since 2010 or 2000, actually, I can just keep going back as far as you want.
I don't care. You go back as far as you go back to 1902. I don't care.
Iowa hasn't missed a bowl game since 2000.
Good. Wow. Good for them. I don't care. I'm not.
I'm the last 10 years, they've gone 6-1, 6-2, 10-3, 9-4, 8-5, 8-5, 12-2, 7-6, 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 11-2.
A lot of 7-6 is a lot of 8-5s in there, Jack.
Yeah,
you're not blowing
Kentucky,
me away with
Kentucky's
that.
Kentucky's been doing that for 4 years. Iowa's been doing that for 80.
Yeah. Don't try to say they're like
you
some better program.
Last year. They were 6-2 last year was Iowa, by
good
the way.
Good for them.
How about that?
I'm not. No, I won't concede Iowa. I'm not. I will not do that.
I'm not
Kirk
saying,
Ferentz, no.
Well, I mean, I hate Kirk Ferentz. I mean, like, yeah. Like he's a terrible person. But,
yeah, I'm not. I will not bend the knee to that, ever. No. On the Iowa football,
so
no.
There's no data that we could lay
no
in front
data.
Of you.
No
okay,
data.
So this happens from time to time.
Blake this morning talking about Louisville and Boston College.
Yeah, that's fine. Blake and I are the same person in this boat.
Blake this morning. Louisville's a better program than Boston College, except for the last 4 years.
Well, that's different. They actually got beat head-to-head. Iowa and Kentucky don't play, so I can say that. No, I'm not
going to. I expect to beat Boston College every year. Every single year. I feel the same way about Syracuse and the same way about Wake Forest. We're better football programs than them. When I go there, like we are on a different plane.
But then you should beat them more than
but
three.
When we lose 3 out of 4, then something's wrong. And you know, I don't expect to beat them 100% of the time, but I expect to beat them. Yeah. Like in an individual game all the time because we're just a better football program. And so it's frustrating when, you know, you lose games like the Wake Forest game.
See, it's different because we have head-to-head stuff with that. With Iowa, I can sit here and say all day, I think we're better because of strength of schedule, and I think the Big Ten sucks and this and the other. Now, if we played Iowa.
Schedule? I mean, come on.
Kentucky has the easiest remaining schedule.
They do. It's number one. That's why I feel good about 10-2 because we have the easiest schedule in the country going forward.
I think both these things can be true, though. I think if Kentucky and Iowa were to play this year, I'd pick Kentucky.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the overall program and you qualify like tradition and all that stuff into
tradition.
It, I'm taking Iowa.
I mean, the Iowa tradition. I mean, not like saying Kentucky's tradition is great. Like, I'm not saying Kentucky's got this badass tradition, but I mean, Iowa's tradition.
All right, let's pause it. Let's pause.
Kentucky
hang on, Jack.
Started 6-0 since 1950.
I know.
Hang on. Everyone, hang on. There are a few things that Strieble is unmovable on, and it doesn't matter what kind of data you present him. It was much like Locke and Calipari.
Yeah.
So Iowa football now is we're learning today on the show on October the 19th that they're one of them. Yeah. Iowa football. Jack Harlow, the other.
Yeah.
Yes.
One that still blows me away is. I asked Strieble months ago. I wonder if you guys know where I'm going.
I know
with
where
this.
You're going, the Kellen thing.
If on his senior year,
yeah.
with a semester to go, if the family moved, would Strieble let Kellen, his son, finish his senior year with all of his buddies? I mean, there's family members and everything else around. And Strieble, unmovable on this, that he would make him move.
Yeah,
terrible take.
That's fine.
It's his worst take on here.
I only have
and
so
then what,
much.
Carleek? What are you on?
No, Carleek, I bent my knee on. I bent the knee on Carleek. Okay. I did. I bent the knee on him probably in like January,
right?
Of
so
this year.
What else is on that list? Because I contend these three, these are our wise men.
But I'm pretty unmovable on, you know, respecting Louisville football in any capacity. Like
I'm not as strong as this.
I mean, those are all pretty good.
Again, we're giving you like Rose Bowl and Fiesta Bowl.
That's fine.
And you don't care.
I don't care.
You're
it's
unmovable.
Iowa football.
We give you number one hits, massive crowds.
It's out.
Jack Harlow. You're unmovable with the Kellen thing. Yeah. You're unmovable.
Yeah.
If Louisville football were good, you would be. You wouldn't say, "Well, you're a bum." If Louisville football went 10-2,
yeah,
you wouldn't call him a bum.
I wouldn't. No,
right.
I wouldn't.
You would be movable there, even though you would hate it.
Yeah.
You would bite your lip.
You would puke as you said it.
It would be like Carlene Jones. Yeah. You would be able to pivot. These three things you cannot pivot on.
No, it's Iowa. No one cares about Iowa.
No one cares about you.
Yeah, well, they care more about us than talking about Kirk Ferentz and any job.
They're number two in the country last week.
Yeah, not anymore. They got beat.
Well, now they're probably, what are they now?
They got whipped by Jeff Brohm. I mean, get out of here. I mean, that's probably one of the worst like states to visit is Iowa. There's nothing there. You got Des Moines.
Have you visited there?
No, my wife had. She told me about. She went on a recruiting trip when she was in high school.
Recruiting trip
for
what
volleyball.
You doing there?
For volleyball, she went and visited a school in Iowa. She's like,
does Larry Vaughn know that your wife was a volleyball player?
No, I've not mentioned it.
Well, you know
it's
what?
Not come on.
Iowa is ranked 11th, so still ahead of Kentucky
for now.
Even
for
after
now.
Getting
let's see where they end of the season,
Brom.
Jack.
They lost to Jeff Brohm and they're still ranked ahead of you.
Well, because they're number two, they fell not. Spots Kentucky only fell 4. How about that?
Yeah, but they were higher to start with. So.
They fell farther.
Yeah, but I'm behind.
They got dinged nine places. Kentucky got dinged 4 places.
I would argue if Kentucky lost to Jeff Brohm by 17, they would get dinged a lot more than 9 places.
If Louisville played Purdue.
That's the point, Streeple. No one respects Kentucky.
No one respects Purdue or Iowa. That's why they respect Georgia's. They respect Kentucky's loss way more than they respect Iowa's loss.
Yeah, because
unmovable.
Kentucky lost
He's
the number
unmovable.
One team in the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack,
and your boy, and the fighter for Iowa football lost to Jeff Brohm in the Hyundai or the Honda or whatever the hell it is, the Accord. And the one receiver they have. Yes. The big, badass Purdue football.
You only have one receiver.
Floor
Purdue has
with
better
Iowa.
Wide receivers than you do.
No.
Yes. Oh.
No. The only team I respect in the Big Ten is Ohio State. I'm on record with this. I don't respect any of those teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I don't respect Purdue either. I don't respect Jeff Brohm or Purdue.
Penn State.
Penn State would worry me, but I don't have as much respect for Penn State as some do.
I just think
Big Ten football sucks. I do. I don't like it. It's the worst football in the country. ACC's worse than the Big Ten.
You gotta get the
ACC's worse than the Big Ten.
Shocking that the conference that doesn't have anyone ranked in the top 25 is.
All right, so
right.
Let's just go ahead and do this.
Still right behind Kentucky.
Well, no, I'm just trying to look here at some Kentucky stats here. We got to line this up now.
Okay.
I mean, it can't be close. I mean, receiving the football, they have a little.
David Bell's a monster.
Yeah. No, David Bell's really, really good. I mean, he's like they both had the same amount of receivers. They got one dude.
They have like 800 more receiving yards than you all.
Okay.
That does not surprise me at all.
All right. That's what happens when you play in the Big Ten. You get a lot of yards.
I thought no one threw the ball in the Big Ten. You won pound and pound at 13-10.
Except for Ohio State.
I thought no one allowed to throw the ball.
If you're coaching Iowa, Wisconsin, you're not allowed to throw it.
David Bell has more yards in less receptions than Wandell Robinson.
Well, good for him. Cheers to David
Wandell
Bell.
Wandell Robinson's averaging 11 per. David Bell's averaging 18 per.
No, he's really good. He's going to be, a second-round draft pick, third-round draft pick?
Wandell has one more touchdown. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good. I know that. Yeah. I mean, Wandell, I think he's like 98.
Josh Ali and Milton Wright. The Milton Wright's the local kid. Was it Christian Academy? I can't remember.
Yeah.
When Christian Academy suddenly became good in football.
Yeah.
That happened around here.
It did. It's out of nowhere.
Wasn't that out of nowhere?
Yeah, it was like Christian Academy's good. Like sending guys to Division I football programs out of nowhere.
So there you go.
All right, that's
Iowa's better than Kentucky.
No, I disagree with that. If Kentucky and Iowa play in a bowl game, I'd pick Kentucky 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, but Iowa's the better program.
No, they're not. That's fine. You can say
can
that.
We, can we
you
ask
can say that all you want.
The first question just be who's a better football program?
I mean, he's
going to
laugh.
Yes, I know. That's what I need.
He's going
to
laugh.
I need Rittenberg to laugh at me.
Are you going to bring up he and Matt Jones's argument on Twitter?
Oh, wait. What,
oh, you
what
missed
happened?
That? Oh, yeah.
Matty Bangs and Rinberger battling on Twitter?
Oh, they were.
About what?
Sunday, I believe. Over
about what?
Big Ten, Kentucky. Oh, Big Ten versus boy. Kentucky. They were going back and forth. Yeah, I think it was something. I don't know what it was, but like Matty Bangs called him like a Big Ten like fan or something, and Rittenberg got mad.
Iowa would not almost lose to Chattanooga. They would beat South Carolina by more than six.
I don't know. They did only beat Colorado State by 10.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, that's
like,
by 10.
Colorado
that's
State.
By
yeah.
10. And that's by 10.
And nobody, I mean, Purdue, nobody thinks Purdue's good.
Louis Rabeau texts in. He says, this is one of Strieble's worst takes.
That's fine.
Such a bad take.
He also said this. He believes this needs to be added to the list. And I disagree with him.
What's
the
that?
List of unmovables.
Yeah.
We were supposed to play Max Sound.
Yeah, this was supposed to be Chris Mack.
I'm sorry. I stole the shine from Chris Mack.
Strieble is also convinced he'd be married to his wife no matter what, that there's no alternative. You don't believe that, right?
Like, what does he mean by
that? Okay, so I have long said that there's no one true love. That I mean, Strieble, if your family had moved, or let's say you did get a scholarship to Toledo.
Right.
And you had to go somewhere. You wouldn't be married to your wife.
Oh, yeah, there's circumstances.
You would
that
be married to another woman. You would have.
If I would have stayed in Campbellsville, for
yeah,
instance.
You wouldn't have. You would have a different Kellen.
Right.
Right.
You would
know
be a terrorist.
Yeah. I would always be a BBM, but yeah.
Things would be. But they would. So I disagree with Louis Rabeau.
Yeah, because I'm all about, like, I'm not a fate person. Like, you're fated to do this. I think life's about choices and putting yourself in positions. I'm not like destiny. I'm not a big debt. Like, it's my destiny to do this. It's like, no, you make your own destiny. There's not everything's just laid out for you, and there's a plan. You got to make your own plan. I disagree with Louis Rabeau on that.
Here we go. RJ Young has offended BBN. Justin Roiland tweeting it out minutes ago. Jackie Boy, you're going to love this.
Oh boy.
He's got his top four tiers of college football. You ready for this, Jack?
Does he have Iowa and Kentucky?
Hang on. Well, this is this year. So Iowa losing, they're off the list. I'll just tell you that.
Fair.
Tier one, just Georgia.
Yeah.
Tier two, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Alabama.
I don't know about Cincinnati in there, but okay.
Tier three. just
the other teams I agree with. Cincinnati, okay.
Tier three, Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan State.
Ugh.
Oklahoma State.
Ugh. Better than Michigan State.
Wake Forest.
Oh!
Tier four, the final tier.
Okay.
Penn State.
Wow, below Wake Forest? You're mighty Nittany Lions, Jack.
Oregon.
You're the one that's worried about
them. Oregon.
Oregon, I can see that.
NC State.
Ugh.
Pittsburgh.
They lost to Western Michigan, and he has a.
This is a fraud list.
Now, I don't know
this
what some. I don't
this
know
is
what
the worst list.
There's one on here I don't know the emblem to. Look it up, Jack. Look at Justin Roiland's thing because I don't know. That's an odd way for. That's an odd way for me to say that. Yeah,
look
his,
at Justin.
His Twitter account.
Look at his thing.
Well, if you subscribe, hang on. Oh, no. Okay. SMU, yeah. Tier
oh my
four.
God.
SMU, Coastal Carolina, San Diego State, and who's the last one?
I think that's Texas San Antonio.
That's the biggest bunch of baloney BS.
You're not even in the top four tiers.
That's a stupid list. You have a team that lost
it's
Western
RJ
Michigan. RJ Young, you're. I'm not going to take a personal shot. You're not. That's you're inaccurate. That's the nicest way I could put it. You're inaccurate. Like that tier four is just ridiculous. It's just crap. I mean, seriously. I mean, Pittsburgh.
You're not tier four.
Well, according to him, and he's a buffoon. Sorry, but he is. That's a stupid list. That's
you're
a
not
stupid
tier four.
List.
RJ Young.
I mean, I would even argue Iowa to be on that list over half of those teams. I mean, what a terrible list. No one believes Coastal Carolina is actually that good. Nobody.
Texas says, everybody in Iowa drinks Busch Light. Be careful. Big Rig. Texas says, wait till...
That is the official beer of Iowa is Busch Light.
That's the only thing I like about it. That's it. That's the one thing I like.
Texas says, wait until Cincinnati beats a three-loss UK team. LOL.
Okay, if Cincinnati goes undefeated like you are saying, then they're not going to play Kentucky no matter how many losses they have. So it's a stupid text. It's a really stupid text.
Back-to-back text from this guy. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You're a bleeping moron. If you don't think Iowa is a better program, you're literally a bleeping idiot. Followed by...
Yeah.
You say all that destiny stuff, but yet you believe in God, and he knows your exact path. Choose one side or the other.
Free will. And what about free will? What's that paradox for you? How about free will, then? Huh? Everyone has free will to make your own choices. Right? There you go, big fella.
I don't even know if you guys are arguing. Is he going at you?
He is going at me.
Why are you taking a shot? I have no idea.
Because he's taking a shot at me.
I said
I don't believe in destiny. Okay. I believe in free will and making choices.
Texter says, bowl projection has Iowa playing Kentucky in the Peach Bowl.
I hope that happens. I really hope that happens.
And I'm wearing Iowa gear. We're going all in on that.
Go all in on Iowa and be sad when they lose.
I don't like that I'm having to side with Kirk Ferentz here. I'm not happy about it.
It's all about choices. You two are making that choice, not me.
Texas says, what a riveting conversation. Texas says, I'd argue Oklahoma State is more relevant than Kentucky. They are.
I would agree with that. Absolutely. Oklahoma State has been on the verge of the college football playoff multiple years. So, yes, I would agree with that. 100%.
Has Oklahoma State made as many New Year's Six Bowls as Iowa in the last decade? I don't think they have.
I don't care.
There it is. You can't put anything in front of them.
I respect the Big 12 more than I respect the Big 10.
Texas says, Strieble, admit it right now, your wedding was redneck.
That guy
every day is on the text line wanting to know about that.
No, it wasn't redneck. It was actually really, really nice. I didn't get married in Boone County or something like that.
I got married in downtown Chicago.
Nothing, but it's like the opposite. Chicago is the opposite of redneck. There's nothing redneck about Chicago. So how can my wedding be redneck when it was in Chicago?
Texas says Mark Stoops equals Bill Snyder. Well, Bill Snyder's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Bill Snyder was really good at Kansas State. I mean, Mark Stoops has got to do a lot more to get to his level.
Texas says, Rummage hijacks middays with politics. Now let's go off the rails, taking runs on Strieble and religion.
I don't know. I'm not thinking runs against religion at all. I'm not. No. What is it with Rummage in politics now?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on there with him and Mason.
Texter, program strength is measured by history, so yes, Iowa easily a better program than Kentucky.
Maybe historically, but not right now. I would disagree.
They were just number two in the country.
And they're
still ranked higher than you.
Which is fine, but they dropped nine places. They lost to bum-ass Purdue, who wasn't ranked. Who lost to the unranked team this week? Was it Kentucky or Iowa? I missed that. Who was it? At home. I was at home, too, right? They got black 24/7.
Despite all of that, they still deem Iowa as being better than Kentucky.
But that's fine.
They fell nine places. Kentucky fell four.
But you know your wins are, you know.
So are theirs. You know that. Penn State without a quarterback. I'd have to go and look at who else they played.
Tier three.
Yeah. No, they weren't. I thought they weren't on the tier at all.
No, Penn State was tier three or four, one or the other.
Another reason why it's a stupid list, they lose. And the team that beat them's not on the tier, but they are. It's stupid.
Texas says Haley Van Lith is worth more than Strieble's wedding.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. That's fine. I don't know. We paid a lot for that wedding.
Man. Texas says Gundy's mullet greater than Buttermilk's waddle. Texas says, why did Dixie Highway Strieble just swipe Boone County?
I got nothing against Boone County.
I don't even know what is in Boone County. I don't know why. Then you attach this to me.
I was saying Boone County, North Carolina.
Good pivot. That's all you can do.
Yeah, Boone County, North Carolina. Not Boone County, Kentucky.
Texas says, I'm a redneck living in Anderson County. I'm offended that people think that Strieble's a redneck.
Thank you.
Strieble's here just battling people.
Yeah, and I'm not, there's nothing redneck about me. I don't do any redneck stuff at all. I don't even like country music.
You really don't have one trait.
I don't exhibit any redneck traits at all.
Except didn't you did
none.
Did,
no, I don't.
What wasn't your stated goal for what you wore to Big Blue Band? Is to dress like a Kentucky fan?
Yeah, but I had to go out of my way to do that. Like I had to like,
and you didn't,
and I really didn't. Yeah,
like a an UK unforgettable polo. Shirt. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not a redneck at all. Yeah.
Texas says has Strebel listened to Michael Bennett and Alan Cutler's show?
No, not at all. No, I have no interest. No offense.
Texas says UK would be more relevant if Stoops took a page out of Gundy's book and wore an OAN shirt in public.
I don't think Stoops is going to do that. I think he and Vince Mero would have words. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't. Nope.
What could Stoops do? If Stoops, man, I'm not even going to make that joke. No. I'm not going to make that joke. It's right on the edge.
Yeah.
I'm just going to err on the side of safety.
Floating around the edge
I'm
there.
I'm just going to err on the on safety.
That's a good. That's always a good path to be on, the safety path.
Texas says, who the hell is Haley Van Lith?
Well, how dare you? How dare you ask that question?
Texas says, who is Big Rig going to threaten to fight today?
I'm not threatening to fight anybody.
Texas says, Strebel, you're ignorant.
Thank you.
He appreciates that.
I appreciate that. I actually do.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. Quick break. On the other end, Adam Rittenberg. We'll talk with him. Some college football, some Kentucky and Louisville, the big picture with LSU and more. We'll do that next on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Cards fans want to meet Strebel in the streets.
And James Strebel.
Cats fans want to meet Blank in the alley.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, GE Appliances is hiring right now full-time for all shifts. Join the manufacturing team today and make up to $660 per week. You can do so makeitatthepark.com. That is makeitatthepark.com. What have the Strebels got going on tonight?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
You don't have anything.
No. No. Wife's working, so I'll go home.
Oh,
and
so it's a great night for you,
well,
then.
I'm not.
You a little bourbon tonight?
No, not tonight.
Old Forester tonight?
No. I try to stay away from it during
the live.
Yeah, during like work weeks and stuff like that. So I, you know.
Okay.
I do. I'm just going to be going to bed. I'll make a little chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh,
well,
there
sounds
you
good.
Go.
Yeah, I think
what,
I'll make
what
that
an
tonight.
Odd, what an odd lead in for Adam Rittenberg. Jack has to be thinking, what are you guys talking about? Adam Rittenberg joins us here on The Take from, he's from ESPN, senior college football writer there, ESPN.com. Adam, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing well?
We're doing fantastic. Appreciate you carving out a couple minutes for us. Jack, our producer, told us you did a television hit earlier this hour. We've been on the air and haven't seen anything. So what was it, LSU talk? What was the big talk today on ESPN?
Yeah, I had to pull over and find a spot to do a FaceTime spot on College Football Live. No, just about Washington State and what happens there. After the termination of Nick Rolovich, and then where the school goes from here. So yeah, we've had past 4 o'clock, and we haven't had an FBS head coaching change today. So that's a good thing after the last couple days.
It's a slow day. Well, let's start there. I'm sure the listeners don't really care, but it is a national story. What do you make of the nonsense going on at Washington State right now? Again, we only know Washington State from the College Game Day flag for the most part. Mike Leach a couple years ago, and now what's happened here with the current staff that now gets let go, some of them yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I mean, again, you know, as this went on week after week, and you knew the deadline to comply with the mandate for state employees from the governor in Washington was approaching, you know, there was a sense that Saturday might have been Coach Rolovich's last game there at Washington State. And on Monday, you know, right around 5 o'clock, which is the deadline, it became official that he and four other assistant coaches, you know, were out because they hadn't complied with the mandate and really couldn't be accommodated. You know, we don't know for sure about their actual waiver requests based on the religious beliefs. We might get some more clarity on that later today, but they're out, and now Washington State has to figure out how to finish the season, and then ultimately, you know, their administration is going to have to find a new head coach. And so they had a news conference last night where, you know, athletic director Pat Chun and their president Kirk Scholes were very apologetic and open about how this has been a really rough time for their university and the fans and the community, and really fractured a lot of people because, as you know, people have different views on this whole thing. But they have to move forward now and ultimately conduct a coaching search. So that's going to happen here over the next few months.
They had to let the time run out so they didn't have to pay him anything, right? Because they knew going into the season that he was not going to change his mind on this, right?
Correct. Yeah, I think it became very clear he was not going to suddenly get vaccinated. I think that was certainly the hope of the AD and the president. But he also filed, again, an exemption request, which, you know, if approved, you know, he could have possibly been accommodated to continue in his duties. Now, everyone says, well, you know, he was obviously being accommodated this long, but, you know, I think long term there were issues about donor events and being around people, and especially that high profile of a position, and obviously that well paid of a position. So, you know, they couldn't do anything until this deadline. But I think I asked them last night, especially the athletic director, did you think this was going to have any other outcome than the one it did? And he basically said no. I think that this was always the likely end to the story, unfortunately.
It's an odd story. There's no doubt about that. Adam Rinberg with us at ESPN Rinberg, if you want to follow him there. All the great stuff college football-wise. I want to get to the local schools, just a couple other nuggets nationally. I know you've written about it, the different names that are out there. It's the question. LSU, okay? So Ed Orgeron out at the end of the season. We know the AD there has hired some big-time coaches, not only at LSU but other places, including Jimbo Fisher. Scott Woodward, I would imagine, will go out, lay a bunch of money at a big-time coach. Well, I guess, but I could be wrong. What do you make of that coaching search that effectively starts today, tomorrow, yesterday, whenever it started?
Yeah, probably started a few weeks ago, honestly. But I think that you look at the history, like you pointed out, and it's hard to imagine, you know, Scott Woodward in, you know, early December, late November, whatever it is, standing up there with a coach that people are Googling. It's got to be somebody that everybody knows, a face and a presence and a track record that is instantly recognizable. That's his MO. And I think everybody that I talk to around college football would be surprised if he doesn't go in that direction. So, you know, there's obviously some, you know, strong, maybe lesser known candidates like Billy Napier, done a great job at Louisiana. But, you know, he's a Group of Five coach. I don't think that's going to be the ultimate answer here. So I think you're talking about, you know, I know Jimbo Fisher had a strong denial and commitment to Texas A&M yesterday. Dabo Sweeney talked about how he's not leaving one Death Valley for another Death Valley earlier today. But, you know, a guy like James Franklin, who could be on USC's list as well, you know, I think he's an interesting name. You know, Lane Kiffin, obviously, there's a potential there because of his offensive acumen. You know, Mel Tucker at Michigan State is getting a little bit of traction. So is Mark Stoops. I think he's somebody who's very respected throughout the SEC, and a guy who's recruited well, who's done more with less, even though Kentucky certainly made the necessary investments into that program. And so I'll be curious to see where Scott Woodward ultimately goes. But, you know, he's not a guy that at least in the past has gotten very far down his list. He usually gets who he wants.
Right.
And I would imagine that'll be the case again, especially with the power of LSU and the finances behind him.
Adam Rinberg with us. You wrote this that, you know, hey, what about Penn State and Mark Stoops if James Franklin Oakland were to make that jump from Penn State to LSU. For some reason, I'm just not feeling the LSU-Mark Stoops connection. And again, it's been so long around here because Rich Brooks was old and Joker Phillips just didn't work out. And Stoops has been here for, what, 8-9 years now? And he hasn't been, quote-unquote, wanted until maybe now. And I still don't know how much of that is true. So I guess a two-part question. What do you make of Mark Stoops' name just being out there? And then you just happened to put a blurb in there that we actually talked about earlier today that Penn State geographically and style of play, stylistically, would fit what's going on with Mark Stoops a little bit more than some of these other places.
Yeah, no, it's funny because Mark Stoops is obviously in the SEC and been in the SEC and you know, it hasn't been in the Big Ten for a very long time, but in many ways, his approach and the types of players he brings in and where he recruits is much more suited to the Big Ten.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than with the SEC. And so it's why he would be, I think, a great fit potentially at Penn State. And Penn State's one of these programs that if they were to lose James, like, obviously they may put up a bit of a fight to keep James Franklin, but I don't think they need to put up, just sell their soul. Because if you think about the potential candidates, you have Luke Fickell at Cincinnati, who was at Ohio State, I think, and great recruiter, would be great at Penn State. You have Matt Campbell at Iowa State, who I think would be a really good fit at Penn State, and you have Mark Stoops. So those are three excellent candidates for that job. And I, you know, even Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, I just saw him last week. He looks great, but he's in his, he's in his 60s. I think whenever he retires, Mark Stoops would be an excellent fit there. So I it wouldn't shock me if Mark's next stop is in the Big Ten, but then you also look at his roots in the state of Florida and with the possibility of Miami opening. Is that another one? So I don't want to get Kentucky fans too upset at me.
It's okay.
Your coach is,
we've never
your coach
done
is
this.
Doing historic thing.
Yeah.
He's doing historic things. He's done an absolutely phenomenal job. He's very respected throughout the industry, and he's going to have some suitors this year.
Adam Rimberg with us, ESPN. Yeah, we've never been down this road because usually we're down this road with U of L, whether it be Bobby Petrino or it be Charlie Strong or whatever it is. Of course, now Scott Satterfield, maybe a little bit last year with South Carolina. All right, so James Strebel, my co-host, is next to me, and he's a passionate Kentucky fan. He embarrassed himself, we believe, last segment by saying that Kentucky is a better program than Iowa. So, Adam, go ahead and crush him if you want. We give you this time to go ahead and crush him. It was a bad take then. It's a bad take now.
But it was a take that it was a convicted take. He was into it.
It really was, Adam.
Oh, no, yeah. He's not budging no matter how much data you lay in front of him. It's like the Washington State coach with vaccination. No matter how much data you lay in front of him, he's not going to move.
Yeah, he's got to do his own research. But I would say that, I give Kentucky so much credit because, it's always going to be known fairly or unfairly as a basketball school. They've had limited football success in their history. But unlike a lot of places like that, they have invested. And they've invested greatly in their football product. And, I talk to coaches who have been in that building or recruits or just other media members, and they've done about as well as they can to do right by Mark Stoops. And from the facilities to the staffing to just the overall commitment to the program.
He's making $5 million a year. Yeah, he's making $5 million a year. And I think, I think they're going to get, if they finish this season off, I think they're going to get a wave of raises, assistants are going to get raises, and I think they're going to announce sometime in the offseason some sort of renovation or something for an indoor practice facility. I expect all of that to happen this offseason if they can go, 10 wins this year.
Yeah, and obviously that would be huge because, as well as he's done, there's only been, one season above 8 wins. So, another 10-win season would be huge. Coaches just always look at it this way. Where can I win championships? Where's my path to a championship? And it's always going to be hard for Kentucky in the SEC East with Georgia, with Florida, with Tennessee, and then obviously in that conference overall, and then Oklahoma and Texas coming in, versus Iowa, which is in the Big Ten West, where, your competition is Wisconsin, it's Northwestern in recent years, it's never really been Nebraska, they can't really get it together, it should be, Minnesota, I mean, these are places that, if you can elevate Iowa's recruiting, which I think is the one area that certainly could be upgraded with the Iowa program, they should absolutely be in that championship game, two out of every 5 years or something like that. And so that's just the argument for Iowa. And obviously the historical numbers are a lot better. But, again, I give Kentucky a lot of credit. I just don't know, how often are you going to be in Atlanta playing for a championship at Kentucky versus how
Never.
Often are you going to be in Indianapolis right. playing for a Big Ten title at Iowa? It shows that you'll be there more often there.
Emrenberg with us. A couple more. I want to ask you about Louisville here in just a second. Last one on Kentucky. What did you make of the game against Georgia on Saturday? And now Kentucky has a bye week. And then Mississippi State. Mississippi State is Vandy this weekend, so they'll move on. They'll win big. Of course, they lost big last weekend to Alabama. It's the question we're asking around here. How will Kentucky respond? Will they show up and win a game that right now would be about a 5.5-point spread there in Starkville? So two-part question. What did you make of the Georgia game? And then any inclination on how Kentucky will respond in a week and a half?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Georgia game went somewhat as expected. I thought Kentucky played really hard. They did everything they could on defense to keep the team in the game, which I expected. Brad White is one of the more underrated coordinators in the country. He does a really good job, along with Mark Stoops, in crafting that defense. Offensively, it's really tough against Georgia, right? They don't necessarily have the personnel to match up with Georgia. There may be no team in the country that does, other than maybe Alabama or Ohio State. I think that Liam Cohen's a really creative coordinator and did what he could to kind of keep Kentucky in the game. Sort of went as I do think offense here down the stretch, because they're a team that still worries me from a turnover perspective. They turn it over a little bit too much, and they don't generate enough turnovers, and that's a tough thing to keep up when your talent margin isn't overwhelming in most of those games. And so I just think that the development of the offense, with Cohen as a play caller, with Will Levis as quarterback, and some other new pieces, is going to be the story for me. And whether they can, really bounce back nicely from the Georgia game and finish with 10 wins, or whether it's more like an 8-5 season.
Ed Rimberg with us. Last one, Louisville. And I appreciate the time. Louisville, 3-3 in the season. We thought they may have saved their season. Central Florida, they didn't play great against Florida State in the second half, but they won. And then back-to-back, just tough losses, 2 weeks ago. Now they're, on a bye this last week, giving up the 30-13 lead in the fourth quarter to Brennan Armstrong in Virginia. I mean, it feels like very much they really, really need to win this game against Boston College, A, to stabilize things, B, so Satterfield can get any momentum right now, and C, if they're going to make a damn bowl game. I am not sure which way this Louisville season goes, but right now, 3-3, it's trending 6-6. The schedule gets easier. Do you have any opinion on the cards?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly a bowl game would maybe settle things down a little bit. I do think they need to take a look at the defense and maybe what's not working there, because it's been there a couple of years now where they've struggled on that side of the ball. But I think Sat will always have a good plan on offense. They've shown that at times this year, and they could have easily won the last two games and we'd be having a different conversation. But I think this is a critical game, as you mentioned, against Boston College, which struggled last week against NC State. I think most positions Louisville should have an athletic advantage, but I just think there's some larger things on the defensive side that need to be examined personnel wise, maybe scheme wise, to get them right for the future.
Adam, appreciate the time. Safe travels. We'll keep reading there at ESPN.com. I know you're in Michigan State today, so we'll keep following everything you're doing for the season. Appreciate the time. We'll talk with you down the road. Have a good college football season. Thank you so much.
Okay, enjoyed it, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, there we go. Adam Rimberg on a Tuesday.
Some Rittenberg. There we go.
That made my week.
Why? He agreed with me. He said the Big Ten sucks, and you'd have a better chance winning in the Big Ten because it's so bad.
Yeah, the Big Ten West.
The Big Ten West,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but you tell me all the time how bad the SEC East is, Jack.
It is. It's the same. It's
no, it's not.
It's
not.
About the same, yeah.
I disagree.
One on one, so one on one team. SEC East has a power team.
Yeah,
so one, no,
yes,
it's
not. One doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, and yeah. Guess what? The Big Ten West has nothing.
You're worried.
I'm not. No,
you're,
I'm not. I'm really not worried.
You're lashing out at Jack
no.
because yes. you're worried.
Yes. I'm not lashing out. I'm
you're
just
lashing.
Saying I was proven right. Rittenberg agrees with me.
Okay.
He said that to be a candidate to go to Iowa.
Yeah, a candidate doesn't mean it. He didn't say
go to a better job.
Did he ever
do a better job?
No, he didn't say that. No, that's not what he said.
Why would he? Why would you go to Iowa?
Was just trying to be polite.
No,
he was trying to be polite.
Well, he ethered the Big Ten and he agreed with me.
Yeah.
He said it's easier to go to a championship game.
I love how you crap on the Big Ten all the time, yet Rittenberg said all Mark Stoops wants to do is play Big Ten football.
that's a good point.
We've known that for a while.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, that's known.
Get that dichotomy, though.
Oh, I get it. Don't worry. I get it. I just ignore it.
Dichotomy. It's a nice word.
It is a nice word by you,
Let's
Jack.
Let's take a very short break. 5 o'clock hour coming up next.